All it is it's called RFP. It's a request for a proposal. So what we're looking for are people to propose to us what they would like to do out there. It could be a straight lease. It could be a small lease, and then the county get a percentage of the profits. It could be anything. We just want to look at what people want to offer. And you can offer anything you want. You can say, hey, we want to lease it for $1,000 a month, and we'll give you 10% of our profits. Or you can come in and say, hey, we want to lease it for $1,500 a month. Or you can say, we just want to lease the back, the bar and grill part, and we'll let you have the front and, you know, let the county keep it and lease it out for wedding receptions or birthday parties or whatever. I mean, there's all kind of different options.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open. If you read the proposal, it says, you know, give us your proposal, basically.
Yeah, pretty much just tell them about what the business has going on and what they plan to do with the space.
Exactly. This is what we would do with it. This is what we want to pay for it to do that.
Mm-hmm. Along with a $1,000 security deposit, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know that it's going to go until May 30th at 3 p.m. When do you have any idea when you think a kind of like a winner will be announced? Who's going to rent out the facility?
Probably the first meeting that the board takes up in June. They'll accept the proposal or not, the best proposal, or they'll look at them and go over them and rank them and then select one. There's some stuff that has to be done. The kitchen has to be upgraded. I mean, when I say upgraded, I mean the gas line has to be replaced. We have to get some equipment put in there. There's no equipment in there right now. There's just some stuff that has to be done to the kitchen area, even to get it presentable for a business to even want to go in there, which it will be. It's just, you know, it takes time.
Yeah, I saw that on the proposal that it said that people that are interested should probably set up a time with you to come by and check out the kitchen since it didn't have
Yeah, they need to see it. But I think the last time we discussed it, we were planning on actually putting our own equipment in there, and then they would just lease and use the equipment instead of them bringing their own equipment in. Like, you're talking about like a deep fryer, a griddle, stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mr. Shane. I appreciate you giving me a call. Is there anything else you think interested people might need to know?
Well, I mean, the thing is, whoever, somebody's going to do it. It's just too good of an opportunity because you got a captive audience out there. You're going to have, for what we're doing with upgrades we're making to the property, which are substantial, and for the price point we're at, we're going to have a ton of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially come summertime. So whoever does a restaurant out there, a bar and grill or whatever they do, you're going to have a lot of people out there right at your doorstep. I mean, it's not like, you know, they're going to have a lot of other options. You're sitting there when they're swimming or they're playing golf or whatever, when they want something to eat or drink, you're the only game in town. You're right there. So whoever does it, it's going to be a nice little hit for them.